That means drought concerns in the region will continue. It will bring dangerous heat and humidity, but outside of isolated storms, conditions look dry for much of July. JOEL4 by Adweek TV weather pattern shifts as calendar switches. The July storm tracker meteorologist Lydia Bloom explains how June's cooler weather pattern will shift the heat heading into July. Gen 20 by Adweek TV weather mostly cool and dry conditions likely to persist into late June. Storm tracker meteorologist Lydia Bloom looks at recent rainfalls, drought conditions, and what the forecast for the next 2 weeks looks like in terms of temperature and precipitation. As a hot July continues, storm tracker meteorologist Lydia Bloom expects extreme heat to continue, with little in the way of moisture. That means drought concerns in the region will continue. Weather July has been hot and dry, but more typical conditions are coming. Storm tracker meteorologist Robert Pointer said it's been hotter and drier than normal in July, but the forecast looks a little more typical with a little more moisture for the rest of the month. JOEL 18 by Agweek TV weather heat dome brings dangerous heat and humidity but likely dry stretch. Storm tracker meteorologist Lydia Bloom says another heat dome has settled over the region. It will bring dangerous heat and humidity, but outside of isolated storms, conditions look dry for much of July. JOEL 11 by Agweek TV weather hot, dry conditions to continue through mid-July. Storm tracker meteorologist Lydia Bloom looks at temperature and daylight changes through the month of July. She forecasts near or above normal temps and below average precip for early July. JOEL 4 by Adweek TV weather pattern shifts as calendar switches. The July storm tracker meteorologist Lydia Bloom explains how June's cooler weather pattern will shift the heat heading into July. Look for temperatures in the 80s and 90s around the 4th of July. Gen 27 by Agweek TV weather, a look at what El Nino patterns mean for the Northern Plains. Winter storm tracker meteorologist Lydia Bloom explains what a strengthening El Nino pattern often means for the region's winter. But to round out June, she expects cool, active weather to continue. Gen 20 by Agweek TV weather mostly cool and dry conditions likely to persist into late June. Storm tracker meteorologist Lydia Bloom looks at recent rainfalls, drought conditions, and what the forecast for the next 2 weeks looks like in terms of temperature and precipitation. Gen 13 by Adweek TV,